See Mrs. Wallace on her phone.
All right, got it. Here we go. Okay, I want to share the following idea. Rabbi Yitzi Sprung Shlita, your Rabbi pointed out to me a beautiful idea. He showed me a medrash. Medrash is wild. At the beginning of this week's parsha, we know parsha tetzaveh, God, you're a kohen, so you're al tezeda aron a kohen. We discuss all the big day kahuna in this week's parsha, and it says towards the beginning, Shmos chav ches pasuk aleph, ata hakri v'lecha es aron achicha v'es banavito mitoch bnei Yisrael lechahanoli. They're going to be the kohanim for me, Aaron, Nadav, Aviu, Elazar, Itamar, bnei Aaron. So your great grandfather and your great uncles, right? The Gans Mishpucha. Avram, you with me right now? Then it says, "V'sisa b'day kodesh aron achicha l'chavur l'sefaras." There's a lot of hack about what does it mean, the kavod l'sefaras? What does it mean that the big day kahuna are a source of honor and grandeur for the king? For the kohen gadol. And there's a lot on that. I don't want to focus on that today. There's a medrash on these psukim that say the following. Moshe Rabbeinu, it seems like, was either angling or he had a havamina that he was going to be the kohen gadol.
He's older, it makes sense.
And what happened? No, who's older?
Aaron's older.
But maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be the Kohen Gadol. The Medrash gives a wild mashal. It says a mashal to a chacham, a man, who's married to a woman for 10 years. Rachman al-Islam, they didn't have children. So what does he say? Amar la bikshi li isha. Go find me a wife. He sends his wife of 10 years. They didn't have children. He said, you know what, you're done. We can't be together anymore.
Just because they didn't have
kids. We didn't have kids, so go find me a new wife. It's a pretty jarring mashal the Medrash gives. And that's... No, so that's like Hashem saying to Moshe, listen, you've been great. You've taken Bnei Yisrael to Mitzrayim. You were leading us, leading them. But you know what? Your time is over. Let's get Aaron HaKohen. That's the mashal.
It's like Trubisky. He ran out of patience, and it's time to bring in some competition.
Got to get a new QB this offseason. I hear that. Here we go. We'll see what happens. Got it down for a good quarterback this year, guys. So now, Avrami just started a little in Chulin. There's a very interesting Gemara in Chulin. Actually, we'll hold off the Gemara in Chulin for now. We'll go to Menachos. Gemara in Menachos says the following. It's on Chav Tes Amid Beis. Okay, the Gemara says the following: that Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Bishasha Allah Moshe Lamarom, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up, meaning to go get the Torah, Matzah La Kadosh Baruch Hu Sheyoshev Kosher Ksarim LaOsios. Right, if you've ever looked inside the Torah, we have a coin and a levi actually right here, so you guys get a levi all the time. So you notice that there are different like crowns on top of the letters, the tagin. So Amar Lafan Rav Yehuda Shalom Mi Ma'akev Ayotcha. So what's going on? Who's preventing you from giving the Torah without these additions? Meaning, why do you need these little things? So Hashem said, no, you don't understand. Amar lo, adam echad yish she'asid liyos b'sof kama doros ve'akiva ben Yosef shmo. There's going to be a yid, a Jew is going to come later on, future generations, and he's going to come, his name is Akiva ben Yosef. She'asid lidrosh al kol kotz v'kotz tilin tilin shel halachos. He's going to come, and he's going to derive halacha from every single one of these little marks on top of the letters. I think the lesson from this Gemara, and maybe what the Medrash is saying, is that sometimes we have a leading role. Sometimes it's our moment to shine. And one of the most difficult things, yet heroic things or acts that we can do, is to take a step back and let someone else take the lead. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Rabbeinu. And if he wasn't the greatest teacher of Torah to Klal Yisrael ever, I think the other one would be Akiva, Rabbi Akiva. Akiva ben Yosef, as Gemara calls him. And Moshe is saying, what else is there to know? And he says, don't worry. There's going to be a Jew later in the generations who's going to come and who's going to do this. And he's going to take care of it. And the Gemara, so this is saying in Chulin, the Gemara says on Vav Amid Beis, going on to Zion Amid Aleph, it's an interesting discussion, but Rabbi Yeshua, who's the brother-in-law of Rabbi Meir, went before Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi and said, listen, you don't understand, Rabbi Meir is eating produce in Beit Shan without taking off trumos. And Beit Shan is a place in Israel, it's questionable whether or not it's part of Israel. It's in the eastern part of the land, if I'm not mistaken. And Rabbi Yehuda took that as, if Rabbi Meir is doing it, it must be true. And he was matir all trumos, all the produce, let's say, in Beit Shan without separating truma. So all of a sudden, it seems like Rabbi Meir's whole house like united against him. They all said, Rabbi Meir, what are you doing? How can you possibly... Chavru alav echav ubeis aviv in Amrullah. They say to him, what's going on here? Excuse me, they say to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. They say, what are you doing? For years, people have asked, they said, you're not forbidden to eat the produce in Beit Shan without taking truma. What are you doing? So he quoted a pasuk in Malachim. I guess you guys learned that, at least officially learned that last year in 11th grade. But the pasuk says like this: the kitas nechash hanechoshes asher asa Moshe ki ad hayamim hahima hayu bnei Yisrael mekatim lo vayikar lo nechush tan. So there's a pasuk that refers to Chizkiah, And Chizki destroyed this certain copper serpent type of Avodah Zarah thing. So the Gemara says like this: Efshir ba asa velo bi'aro, ba Yehoshaphat velo bi'aru, v'halo kol Avodah Zarah sheba olam asa Yehoshaphat bi'arum. Meaning, I don't understand. There's this one copper servant. Asa, King Asa and Yehoshaphat both came and they got rid of all the Avodah Zarah in the land. So they left one. Wouldn't you think if it was a legitimate Avodah Zarah, they would have eradicated it as well? The Gemara says, Elamakum hinuchu lo avosav lehiskader bo. Rather, they left one serpent, they left one Avodah Zarah in the land for Chizkiah to make a name, to achieve prominence through. Lehiskader bo. So, afani makum hinuchu lo avosav lehiskader bo. Says Rabbi Huda, now see, no, me too. My forefathers left a certain halacha for me to be mechadish, so that I can achieve some sort of prominence. People will look at me as a real Talmud Chacham, someone with real bona fide credentials, and they'll come to respect me. And I think this idea is really emphasizing the point of recognizing that it's not just about us, it's about taking a step back and letting other people shine. And we see this maybe at least in two other places. One is a little bit of a chiddush, so take it with a grain of salt. But Chazal say, Chayiv Adam Lomar Masai Yagiyul Ma'aseh L'Ma'aseh Avos. A person is obligated to say, when are my actions going to reach the actions of the Avos? Does that make sense? Can we really get to the level of the Avos? How do we ever achieve the level of the Avos? I think we can, because Chazal says it, but in a certain way, right? Or maybe actually God, he could be right. I saw a pshat once like this.
What did I say?
You said we can't.
Yeah, right.
So I have seen a pshat like that, but the question is, where are your goals? I mean, are you setting the ceiling? Are you reaching for it at least? Do you have serious ambitions in life? That's one pshat, but I want to say another pshat. Maybe it's like this, that each one of the avos represented something else, whether it was chesed, gvura, tiferes, they all had a certain role that they played as the avos of Klal Yisrael. But there was overlap. I mean, Yitzchak was alive when Avram was alive, and Yaakov was alive when Yitzchak was alive. But they all recognized for the perpetuity of Klal Yisrael, for Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael to form, they needed to see their role as the Av and let the other one step up. At a certain point, Yitzchak was the Av. And at a certain point, Yaakov Avinu stepped up to the plate. Right? I think maybe you can say that there's this recognition that each Av, and it's probably true in parenting, at a certain point you need to make more room for your child to have that leading role. And I think we see this in the Haggadah as well. We have the famous words in the Haggadah in Perek Dalet, Ki im hacharish tacharishi. Mordechai tells Esther, if you're quiet, ba'es azos revach v'hatzala ya'amod la'yehudim b'makom acher. If you don't want to step up to the plate,
Someone else will,
and it's going to be fine. But we know that Esther was the leader. One second here, Gadi. We're almost done.
I've watched this stream.
Okay. We'll see you around. Hatzalach Rabbah, have a great Shabbos. So what's the Vard here? Esther! Esther is going to be the leader. And she was the leader. And she is the heroine of the Megillah. But Rav Soloveitchik points out, like, what happens afterwards? She stays in the palace, and that's all we hear. We don't know anything else. She kind of fades out into the sunset. And I think as much as a hero she was in the story, as bringing the Yeshua in such a direct and powerful manner, I think what's just as powerful and heroic is her taking a step back and fading out into the sunset. L'Havdil is like the player who doesn't retire. And he hangs in the league, he hangs around for like another year or two and like tarnishes his legacy almost, trying to hang on to the glory days. And I think Klal Yisrael is this machine of we're going to exist and we're an eternal, we're a Nitzchi nation. But every single generation, every single door has new leaders and new people stepping up to the plate. And as amazing as it is when that hero steps up and leads Klal Yisrael, to me it's just as amazing when they take a step back and let someone else step up. And I think that's, again, just a chazer, that's what this medrash is saying. The medrash is saying that Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, great, you served a super important role, but there's a certain role that's not for you. And you have to be able to take a step back and let Aaron take a step up. All right, and that's what happens in this Gemara. In Menachos, Rabbi Akiva was going to be the one to darshan certain halachos that Moshe Rabbeinu somehow wasn't able to darshan maybe. But he said, don't worry, in future generations, Akiva is going to come. That's the Gemara in Chulin, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Huda Nasi, or Matir, the produce in Beit Shan. And this, I think, is really what's going on. Maybe one of the most heroic parts about Esther is knowing when she has to step back and knowing when her role is over so that she can make room for others. And I think we have to be able to do that. Recognizing when we can't accomplish, when we can't accomplish those things, I should say. And when we have to realize when we have to be able to take a step back and understand that we can't accomplish everything. We have to let other people do it. And that's for the greater good of Gans Klal Yisrael.